Welcome to Storylark Sleep Stories. Tonight, we're going to slow down and relax together. This story is called The Hammock in the Trees. Take a deep breath, snuggle in, and listen.
The Hammock in the Trees. 8-year-old Luna wandered through Whispering Woods, her grandmother's favorite place to explore. The golden afternoon sun painted dancing patterns on the forest floor as it filtered through the leafy canopy above. Luna's sneakers crunched softly on fallen leaves as she followed a winding path she'd never noticed before.
"Where does this lead?" she wondered aloud, her voice mixing with the gentle sounds of rustling branches.
The air smelled sweet like pine and wildflowers, and somewhere in the distance, she could hear the soft babbling of water over smooth stones. Luna had been feeling restless all day, but something about this peaceful forest was already making her shoulders relax. She tucked a strand of dark hair behind her ear and continued walking, curious about what magical surprises the woods might hold. The trees seemed to lean in closer, as if they were old friends sharing secrets.
As Luna rounded a bend in the path, she gasped with delight.
There, suspended between two magnificent oak trees, hung the most beautiful hammock she had ever seen. It was woven from soft, cream-colored rope that seemed to glow in the filtered sunlight. The hammock swayed ever so gently in the warm breeze, as if it were breathing with the forest itself.
"How wonderful!" Luna exclaimed, clapping her hands together.
The two oak trees were ancient and wise-looking, with thick trunks covered in soft moss and branches that stretched high into the sky like protective arms. Their leaves whispered quietly to each other in a language only trees could understand. Luna noticed how the hammock was positioned perfectly to catch both the warm sunlight and the cool shade. It looked so inviting and peaceful, like a cloud that had decided to rest between the trees for a while. Luna looked around the peaceful clearing, making sure she was alone with this magical discovery. The forest felt safe and welcoming, like a cozy outdoor bedroom. She could hear the gentle trickle of a brook nearby, and the sweet sound of birds singing their afternoon songs.
"I wonder if it's okay to try it," she thought,
reaching out to touch the soft rope. The hammock felt sturdy and well-made, as if it had been waiting just for her. Carefully, Luna placed one foot into the hammock, testing its strength. It held her weight easily, swaying just a little bit. The rope felt smooth under her hands, worn soft by many gentle breezes. She could smell the earthy scent of the forest, mixed with something sweet, maybe honeysuckle growing nearby. Taking a deep breath, Luna decided this hammock was meant to be enjoyed. After all, it seemed like the trees themselves were inviting her to rest.
With a little hop and a giggle, Luna climbed into the hammock.
It wrapped around her like a gentle hug, supporting her perfectly as she settled in.
"Oh my," she said with a happy sigh. "This is even better than my bed at home."
The hammock cradled her body, and she could feel the soft rope supporting her from head to toe. Luna lay back and looked up through the canopy of green leaves above her. The branches formed a natural roof,
with tiny patches of blue sky peeking through like scattered gems. A gentle breeze made the leaves dance, creating shifting patterns of light and shadow that moved slowly across her face. She felt as if she were floating on a cloud, safe and secure between her two mighty oak tree friends. The hammock began to sway ever so slightly, rocking her with the same gentle rhythm as ocean waves. As Luna relaxed deeper into the hammock, the forest around her seemed to come alive with gentle sounds. She could hear the soft creak, creak, creak of tiny crickets hidden in the grass below. Their music was like a quiet orchestra tuning up for a lullaby concert. A wise old owl somewhere in the distance called, "Hoo-hoo," in a voice as deep and comforting as her grandfather's. The leaves above her rustled with a sound like whispered secrets, as if the trees were sharing stories of all the creatures they had watched over through the years. Luna smiled and closed her eyes, letting these peaceful sounds wash over her like a warm blanket. The babbling brook nearby added its own gentle song, with water dancing over smooth pebbles in a rhythm that matched her own slow breathing. "This is the most peaceful place in the whole world," Luna thought dreamily. The hammock continued its gentle rocking motion, back and forth, back and forth, like a mother's arms rocking a sleepy baby. Luna felt her body relax completely as the soft swaying motion seemed to melt away any worries or busy thoughts from her day. The rope hammock moved with perfect timing, never too fast, never too slow, just right for peaceful dreaming. With each gentle sway, Luna felt herself becoming more and more calm. Her breathing grew slower and deeper, matching the rhythm of the hammock's movement. The warm afternoon air felt like silk against her skin, and she could feel a drowsy happiness spreading from her toes all the way up to the top of her head. "This must be what clouds feel like when they're floating across the sky," she thought, with a sleepy smile. The two oak trees seemed to be taking turns gently pushing her, like the best friends in the world. A friendly chipmunk scurried up one of the oak trees, pausing to look down at Luna with bright, curious eyes. "Chip, chip, chip," he chattered quietly, as if saying hello. Luna opened her eyes just enough to see the little furry visitor. "Hello there, little friend," she whispered softly, not wanting to disturb the peaceful mood. The chipmunk twitched his fluffy tail and seemed to smile before continuing his journey up the tree trunk. A beautiful blue jay landed on a branch above, folding its brilliant wings and settling in for the afternoon. Even a small family of rabbits hopped quietly through the clearing, their white cotton ball tails bobbing as they searched for clover. Luna felt honored that the forest animals weren't afraid of her. They seemed to understand that she belonged here in this magical moment, sharing their peaceful home. "Thank you for letting me visit," she whispered to all the creatures around her. As the afternoon grew later, the sunlight began to change from bright gold to warm honey. The light filtered through the leaves in longer, softer rays that painted everything with a magical glow. Luna watched the beautiful light show above her, feeling grateful for this perfect moment. A gentle butterfly with orange and black wings fluttered past, dancing from flower to flower in the clearing. The air grew slightly cooler, but in the most comfortable way, like slipping into fresh, clean pajamas. Luna pulled her arms closer to her sides and snuggled deeper into the hammock's embrace. The forest sounds continued their gentle symphony, crickets chirping, leaves whispering, water babbling, and somewhere far off, a gentle wind chime that must have belonged to a cottage deep in the woods. Everything felt exactly as it should be, as if Luna had found the most perfect spot in the entire universe for an afternoon rest. Luna's eyelids began to feel pleasantly heavy, like soft flower petals that wanted to close. The rhythmic swaying of the hammock, the gentle forest sounds, and the warm, honey-colored light all worked together like the perfect bedtime story. She felt her body sinking deeper into the comfortable rope, as if the hammock were made of the softest clouds. Her breathing became even slower and more peaceful, matching the gentle rhythm of the swaying motion. The chipmunk had curled up in his tree hollow for a nap, and the blue jay tucked its head under its wing. Even the rabbits had found a sunny spot to rest among the wildflowers. It seemed like the whole forest was settling down for a peaceful afternoon sleep. Luna felt her mind becoming quiet and still, like a calm pond on a windless day. All the busy thoughts of her day drifted away like dandelion seeds on the breeze. The hammock's gentle motion continued, carrying Luna deeper into the most peaceful state she had ever experienced. Back and forth, the rhythm was like a heartbeat, steady and comforting. She could feel herself floating between wake and sleep, in that magical place where dreams begin. The forest seemed to wrap around her like the coziest blanket, protecting her and keeping her safe. Luna's last conscious thought was about how lucky she was to have found this special place. The oak tree's branches swayed slightly in the breeze, creating a natural lullaby with their rustling leaves. The brook continued its gentle babbling, like a bedtime story told in the language of water over stones. Even the crickets seemed to be chirping more softly now, as if they knew it was time for quiet rest. The whole forest had become Luna's bedroom, with the sky as her ceiling and the earth as her floor. Luna fell into the deepest, most restful sleep of her entire life. Her breathing was slow and even, like gentle waves lapping at a peaceful shore. The hammock continued to rock her with perfect timing, as if it knew exactly what she needed. In her dreams, she was still in the forest, but now she could understand the language of the trees and the songs of the birds. She dreamed of flying with the blue jay through the canopy and of sharing acorns with the friendly chipmunk. The butterfly in her dream had rainbow wings that sparkled like jewels. Even asleep, Luna smiled as the most wonderful dreams filled her mind. The forest animals all gathered around to watch over her as she slept, like the most loving guardians in the world. The oak tree's branches seemed to reach down to tuck her in, and the soft breeze felt like gentle kisses on her forehead. Everything was perfect and safe and beautiful as the sun began to set. painting the sky in soft shades of pink and lavender. Luna slowly awakened from her magical forest nap. She felt completely refreshed and peaceful, as if she had slept for exactly the right amount of time. The hammock was still swaying gently, welcoming her back to the waking world with the same love it had shown when she fell asleep. Luna stretched her arms and smiled, feeling grateful for this wonderful gift the forest had given her. "Thank you, dear trees," she whispered to her oak friends. "Thank you, forest, for the most beautiful sleep ever." She carefully climbed out of the hammock and gave it a gentle pat, knowing she would return again soon. As she walked back down the forest path, Luna felt different, calmer, happier, and filled with the peace of the woods. She knew that whenever she needed rest, the magical hammock would be waiting for her between the two wise oak trees, ready to rock her gently into the sweetest dreams. And now it's time to rest. Close your eyes and drift off to sleep. Good night. Visit Storylark.app or download Storylark on the Apple App Store or Google Play for more stories.